or Lee Red.
Are you ready? I probably should have asked if you're ready before I just hit record. Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Red.
Yeah, Buffy time.
Buffy time, indeed. We're recording in a new place and it feels strange.
It's got echoes.
Ah, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I don't think I can hear it.
Ah, using those ears.
Yeah, ear time. That's a new music podcast I'm thinking of starting.
Ear time.
Yeah.
That's what I call putting music on. Do you have some ear time?
I love that. Yeah, fucking hell, let's do it. Yeah, yeah. What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about, we've got three Buffy episodes lined up.
Yes.
We got Killed by Death, I Only Have Eyes for You, and Go Fish. And you told me last week that one of them was your favorite episode ever.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty confident I know which one it is.
Okay, do you want to say it now or do you want to save it?
I'll say, it's the one with the 50s ghost, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was great. That might be my favorite as well so far.
Yeah, and that song is one of my favorite songs of all time too.
Ooh, I don't know which song you mean.
The one that's named after the I Only Have Eyes for You. Ooh,
ooh, ooh. Well, that was beautiful, but I don't think I know the song.
it's by the Flamingos. The beginning bit is that. Shoo up, shoo up, boom, boom, boom. Shoo up, shoo up, boom, boom,
nice.
Boom, like that.
Think I recognize that.
Yeah, listen to it after.
Is it like an old school 50s song?
Yeah, it makes sense. So like, it's so beautiful. Like, there's a reason it's kind of like endured, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
First though.
Flu.
Yeah. Spooky Freddy Krueger knockoff in hospital.
Yeah. COVID-9.
Just COVID-9.
German Nazi flu.
COVID, yeah.
So Buffy's on patrol and she got the flu. She lost her socks and she's got dirty shoes.
She passes out in horror at her dirty feet.
Yeah, she's like, pass out. Yeah, I got so many. No, I wish I had some socks, but they're at my aunt's. Yeah, she's like, like she's trying to fight, and then the others appear, and she's like, guys, they're like, Buffy, you're not well.
Yeah, we've got crosses which will ward off Angel.
Yeah, because Buffy's like, no, I can fight fine. Look, I like, I'm. What am I doing here? They're like, see, you're not well. She's like, but I gotta stop Angel. And they're like, Angel's dead, Buffy. They're like, what? They're like, he's been dead for 25 years.
Nobody called Angel around here. 25 years.
The Angel shows up and he's like, quip. And then they start kung fu fighting.
Yeah. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Yeah.
So they say, although I doubt that's possible.
I feel like Buffy's a mixed martial artist. She does lots of different things.
Yeah. I'm just questioning if everybody was kung fu fighting.
So yeah, Buffy, like, they managed to scare Angel away with some crucifies. Crucifixes, I guess.
Yes.
What's the plural of crucifix?
Crucifices. What have you been using those crosses for?
So I was like, I had an itch I couldn't scratch. And now I've got a splinter that I can't reach. Ain't it funny?
Give me your cast iron cross.
But yeah, they managed to scare Angel away. And then Buffy's like, guys, I told you the... blah, blah. And then she just passes out.
Yeah, and gets taken to the Krankenhaus.
Oh, yeah, boy.
One of the only German words I can remember, but it's so good.
You're going to take her to A&E because they're like, she's got really bad flu.
Yes.
And I'm like, I think it's a bit of a cop-out that Slayers get, like, illnesses like that. You know? They should, like, I feel like she should
have superhuman blood cells or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, she heals fast from everything else. Sounds a bit like, okay. But yeah, she fucking gets taken to A&E and she's all delirious. And Giles comes to visit and he's like, Buffy. She's like, Giles, we can't stop the vampires. I don't know why I'm a Southern Belle.
Oh, Giles, stop the vampires.
But yeah, he goes, yes, Buffy, as soon as you're well, we'll slay those vampires.
Yeah.
And then he turns to the others and he's like, oh, dear, it's best to play along. I was like, yeah. Like,
somebody fetch the costumes.
Yeah. Somebody get me my cape and a V-shaped hairline. yeah, then they take Buffy away after sticking some needles in her.
Yeah.
Pun. They're like,
I just put Botox in her labia.
Quick, Josh, won't feel a thing. yeah. But yeah, Joyce is like, oh, Giles, Buffy hates hospitals. And he's like, but why? And she's like, well, when she was a little baby, her cousin died. Giles like, but how? Joyce is like, oh, Buffy killed her.
Yeah. She was playing doctor.
She's playing doctor and put her cousin in the microwave. They made an awful mess. We took the microwave to A&E, but they said there was nothing they could do. You see, she'd been blasted to smithereens, and they don't have the kind of stitches you need for that.
Yeah.
I know her cousin just died in hospital, and Buffy's hated them ever since.
Yeah.
And then Joyce is like super insensitive and goes, by the way, I'm sorry your girlfriend died.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, yeah, thank you.
Oh.
Joyce is like, yeah, Buffy said you were way
I've gone
close.
All limp.
Does it hurt if I say her name? And he's like, yes, Jenny Callender. He's like, oh, Joyce, why you do this to me? She's like, I just like to see grown men cry. Why do you think Buffy's dad left me? Anyway, fuck it out. So Buffy's there at night, and she's all delirious again. And she sees a little boy walk past her room.
Yeah, getting sort of stalked by...
The Kinderstod. Yeah,
is that like, what he's called?
Yeah, they say it in the episode.
I just thought you were making funny German words.
No, it's the child death, I think it translates to. Yeah.
I got the child part.
Yeah. Or it's the Kinder surprise, I don't know.
Yeah.
Giles, I think there's a Kinder Bueno killing the kids. He's like, oh, they got a nut allergy. She's like, yeah, it's like expensive. Oh god. But yeah, she goes around the hospital to like discover what this thing was that she saw, and she hears people doing shady talking.
Yeah,
like a nurse going, no doctor, you can't carry this on. It's like, no, the experiment was almost correct and just one more adjustment and it'll come alive. He's like, no, Dr. Frankenstein.
Wait, we already did this earlier in the series. Or was it last season?
No, Dr. Frankenstein. Yeah, the next day, Buffy's all better.
Yes.
Also, this flu apparently is like a really deadly strain of flu. So, like, I imagine a lot of people are actually dying of it.
Well, isn't that just what they think? Because loads of kids die and it... Because the...
No, right at the start, they're like... They say like the thing of flu at the moment is like more aggressive than usual or something like that.
Oh, right.
Which is why Buffy's so sick with it. But even then, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say
she's just getting runny noses.
Hmm.
And then they could do one sneeze and they're all better.
Just sneeze it out.
Yeah.
Come on, Buffy, sneeze it out.
Fine, I'll tickle you instead. I don't know. Do you sneeze when you're tickled?
I mean, I've never seen anyone sneeze while they're being tickled. I feel like that would be very unpleasant for the person being tickled.
So that's a cartoon thing, like waving a feather in front of someone's nose, making them sneeze.
Oh, yeah, if you, like, tickle their nose in a certain way, I guess. But so if you just, like, tickle in someone's sides and they just go... Buffy tells the gang she saw death.
I saw death! He's wearing a black cloak, had a scythe and a big hood.
Yeah, classic. Classic death.
Yeah, and he said to me he'd let me go if I give him a bluey.
Kept asking me if I wanted to look at his boner.
So I didn't. He wasn't lying.
Somehow he still had a knuckle in it.
Oh, gross. Buffy runs into, she says that the kids, she spoke to the kids the night before, and they said that the demon death thing, the death is like coming for them. And Giles is like, oh, sometimes kids just think a human is a monster.
Kids say the darndest things.
Yes, let's make a TV series of that.
Yes.
Oh, no, no, it's not you, Buffy. You are the Slayer, after all.
Do you want to make a TV show with me, Buffy?
She's like, we're already making one.
Yeah.
But yeah, Buffy talks to the boy, Ryan, again. And he's like, you can't fight death. And she's like, do you know who I am? And he's like, do you know who I am?
Listen to me, girl. If I say you can't fight death, heed my words.
Yes, you can't fight death unless, I know, unless you're a vampire slayer. She's like, Ryan, you'll never guess what.
No.
But it turns out, like, they do some, like, boop, boop, boop research, and it turns out the doctor has a shady past. Turns out he is Slim Shady.
Yeah. The real Slim Shady.
Yes. He's like, lifts up his mask, and he's like, shh. Oh, there's other Slim Shady. Slim Shady's just imitating. And then he sits down, and then he goes, oh no, is that funny? Nah, that's not funny, sorry.
We're going to just do some more Eminem lyrics.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, it's gonna, that's like a lot of explanations to get to a joke that's barely like ha-ha-y.
Funny?
That's the word. But then we cut to the doctor's office, and he's like maniacally scribbling notes and fiddling with padlocks and typing on a keyboard and untwisting the nib of his fountain pen.
Twisting his nipples. Yes. Oh, I'm so nearly there.
And he just comes inside a syringe. He's like, oh God, I've got 20 seconds before the sperm dies. Let me find my nearest child to put this in.
Direct to the bloodstream.
You'll be growing babies in your elbows.
Pink blood cells, I call them.
But yeah, and then the doctor goes to the kids' ward.
Oh yeah, to go and inject them with some spooky looking concoction. But then, yeah. Bam!
Yeah,
invisible guy.
Yeah, like shreds him up like potato peeler or a
pulled pork.
Yeah, or those things you do to get like the rind off a lemon, so you can use its zest.
Oh yeah. Is that called a zester? Or is it not?
I get.
Is it just called a peeler? A peeler?
I bet it's called a rinder.
A rinder?
Yeah.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah.
If you know what one of those is called, you know.
Yeah, he's proper killed and Buffy sees it and she's knocked back by the demon. She's like, yeah. Oh no, I could have done more, but it's too late.
Oh no, I can't see him.
Yeah, I was eating a Toblerone in the toilet. And I arrived after this all went down.
Took me a while because it's an awkward shape.
So instead I just elongated my esophagus and slid it down in one.
I think it's still melting in there.
Don't make me sneeze. you visit Buffy again the next day and she's like, I need to find out what the monster is.
Yeah.
Giles is like, okay, me and Cordelia will do super research. And Willow will go do something else that's not this, I guess.
Yeah, but also sort of researchy.
Oh, Buffy and Willow. Willow stays with Buffy, that's why. She's like, I'm going to help you find out stuff on the floor. Giles is like, I'm going to go to the library with Cordelia. And Xander's like, I'm going to go sit in a phone booth. If I turn around really, really fast, maybe I'll become Wonder Woman. But yeah, back in the library, Cordelia is like bugging Giles. And he's like, won't you stop bugging me? And then she accidentally finds the demon.
Yeah.
On the cover of a book.
And
I was like, is this whole book about Dirk Kinderstone then? Because it wasn't. Why is he on the front cover? Crudely drawn.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he just encapsulates the vibe of the other demons in that book.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like the worst one.
Mm.
Yeah, he's got really bad teeth. the Kinderstone, it sucks the life out of kids.
Yes, but only when they have the disease.
Yeah, so it looks like they died of natural causes.
Yeah.
And he sits on them and sucks their brains out or whatever.
I assume that it must be only when they have the disease. Because otherwise, why would he only attack people who can see him?
Maybe he can only attack them when they've got a disease.
That's what I presumed, I think, yeah.
Yeah, like that's how the magic works.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe like adult energy is like not eatable. It's like inedible.
Yeah. Well, he tries to get Buffy. I guess she's not quite an adult yet.
Yeah, she's only 17.
She's not a girl. Not yet a woman.
Yeah. She's too old to sing that Sound of Music song, though. She can drive a car.
All she needs is time. A moment that is mine while she's in between. You getting my Britney reference or no?
No, I am. Oh, okay. I was just trying to think of like a funny ride to put at the end of that. Are you getting my Britney reference?
Yeah, well, this is it. I expected some sort of acknowledgement that I did a Britney Spears reference.
No, sorry, Tom. Maybe it just wasn't funny enough. I'm not a girl.
There it is.
Not yet a woman. All I need is time. A moment that is mine. Do you know that Dido wrote that?
I didn't. Well done, Dido.
Fucking hell. Buffy's like, oh, Willow, my cousin died because the Kinder Star fucking sucked out her Kinder Bueno.
Straddled her.
Yeah. And went.
Yeah.
And I sat there and did nothing while she screamed, Willow.
Let's have a flashback.
Yeah. Flashback. Oh. But yeah, Buffy's like, Willow, I need to get sick again to fight the demon.
Yeah, let's go.
Because doesn't Giles, does Giles call? Like, boop, 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 boop.
Oh, like that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He puts his hand to his ear and does that, like, I'm getting a radio message thing.
I'm fucking going to say I'm getting an erection. You know, and you put your hand to your ear.
Sorry, it must be a British thing. they must tell Buffy. And then Buffy, they go to the doctor's fridge.
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
Ooh, tasty treats.
Yeah. Willow, let's sit and have some milk and Oreos first while we decide what to do. Yeah. Willow's like, that's the best idea I think you've ever had, Buffy.
Ooh, look at this one. Gonorrhea. Willow, you have that one.
No, you gotta apply it topically. And I, like, they look at flu vials and Buffy goes to drink one. And Willow's like, Buffy, no. And then she's like, I'm doing this, Willow. She's like, it's 100% pure. It'll kill you in an instant.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, so, because there's lots of things that will kill you in an instant, because they're so potent. But how instant are we talking?
There's got to be some time. You at like, least have to, like yeah, a moment of right? feeling really, really ill.
Yeah. Like, there's got to be a moment because I know.
A moment of going, I think I might die. It can't just
snap.
Be instant as soon as you swallow.
Yeah, like, yeah. Surely not.
There must be, yeah, like at least a moment or a minute, you would think.
Yeah, something like that. At least 30 seconds, you yeah. know? So I wish Buffy just tried it.
Just for the record books, just so we can see exactly what instantly means.
But yeah, Buffy gets all fluey.
Oh, I'm all fluey.
So she goes to the basement. Willow throws her down into the basement through the garbage chute. She's like, tally-ho.
Yeah, because that's where the kids are hiding. They've yeah. all, like, gathered down there to run away from...
Yeah, Buffy sees the monster. She goes to the kids' ward and it's empty. And then she sees the Durkindestod walking toward... For some reason, the basement access is in the kids' ward. And she sees the kid Durkindestod walking towards it. She's like, well, they're in the basement. But then Xander arrives.
He just felt left out.
Yeah, he's just been waiting in the wings. He's been waiting in Buffy's pocket. So yeah, she goes down to the basement and she sees Dirk in the store. I had to look away at this because he does gross things with his face. And I was like, I don't want to see it.
He does gross things with his face. His eyes turn into little stalks.
Yeah, that's gross.
It's pretty gross.
But so Buffy slays him. She's like, dead. Yeah. And all the kids are like, Buffy.
Oh, Buffy, you saved us.
Yeah, you saved me, Louis. She's like, I didn't do it for you. I did it for my cousin.
Like, fuck you, kid.
Oh, she's not very nice.
Here, drink from this vial.
Make sure you don't drink at all. I need to share it around. And then fucking the trio at Buffy's house having like the best like sleepover day thing, vegging and watching movies and making Joyce be the little bitch.
Yeah, and making the proper bit, make like servant out of her.
And Buffy gets a letter from the kid, and it's a picture of her eating a banana.
Sure it is.
It's like, oh, that Ryan boy is so sweet. No, it's a picture of Buffy slaying the demon. She's like, oh, I'm going to put this on my wall. Yeah, that's the end. Then we segue into I Only Have Eyes For You. I wonder if that song is out of copyright.
No. It's like 100 years or something, isn't it?
No, it's like 70 years.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
Oh. Well, then maybe.
Maybe it's like, if it... Oh, I don't know, I'm going to just Google when it came out. No, it's 1959, and the Sadie Hawkins dance in this episode, it was 1955, so it wasn't even out yet. That's ruined it for me.
Yeah. Episode.
Alas, no one had the internet back then, so no one could have checked.
There was no possible way of checking.
So, yeah. Apart from going down to your local library, getting out the Dorling Kindersley Encyclopedia of R&B musicians from the 50s. What happens? Yeah, fucking two kids arguing in school.
Oh, yeah.
Why they're at school that late at night, who knows? They were probably canoodling beneath the bandstand.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And then they suddenly launched into an argument.
Yeah, and then one pulls a gun out and he's like, let's play Russian roulade.
Russian roulade. It's a dessert I made.
I just need a red topping.
And a shot of vodka to go with it.
Yeah. No, actually starts at the bronze. Buffy gets asked out by a boy and she's like, I can't. I fucked a vampire and he killed my mom. Not my mom, my IT teacher.
Yes. I get confused between those two.
Oh, God. And then Willow's like, Buffy, you're no fun. Be more fun.
Yeah, go
be
fuck funner. That guy.
Go fuck him on the pool table. Buffy's like, everyone's watching. I was like, I know. That was like, makes it cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, back at school, these two boys are getting, not two boys, as if, fucking it was like late 90s. A boy and a girl had an argument and one pulls a gun out and Buffy's there because she stopped by to ask Giles about stuff, I think.
Yeah. I couldn't remember why Buffy was there. Yeah.
I think she's like, I'm going to swing by the library and then go patrolling. She knocks the gun out of the kid's hand. And then she's like, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know. We were just talking. And then all of a sudden we started fighting. And then the janitor's there as well. And he's like, And then like, then Buffy's like, why'd you have a gun? He's like, I didn't have a gun. And the janitor's like, I don't see any gun. And Buffy's like, oh, gun.
I think she's crazy.
Then title sequence. And then next day, Snyder calls Buffy into his office.
Yeah, and he's a huge swinging dick about the whole thing, as he always is.
Like, Buffy, I know this is your fault. She's like, I don't even own a gun. And he's like, but I put a gun in your locker and the police are going to find it any minute.
Tee-hee.
She's like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, gun in my locker.
Oh, what a pickle.
But yeah, he says, oh, just give me a reason to expel you. She's like,
No.
Yes. Whatever you do, don't go to the library and look around because you will find things.
You will find a reason to expel me.
Oh, God. But yeah, then a yearbook falls off the shelf.
Yeah, it's like class of 1955.
Yeah, and I was like, why would you have all the yearbooks in your office? Like, do you need them for something?
Yeah. Do you need this for something? Can I have this?
Yeah, Buffy puts it back without much thought because she just thinks it... Because she didn't see it, like, kind of slide all the way out.
Yeah. And then in class, she daydreams. So I'll say that without yawning. And then in class, she daydreams about a scene from the 50s.
Yeah, she's a guy and a woman teacher having canoodly finger feelings. She's like, oh, did you read this book? And he's like, I did read the book. Oh, you should read this book, she says. And he's like, I will read the book. And she's like, it's about a teacher falling in love with a student. And he's like, oh.
He's like, Erection.
But it's the 50s, so all I can say is milkshake. Yeah. And then Buffy wakes up and she's like, well, that was so weird. Oh, well, that was so weird.
Oh, it's pretty weird. And the teacher's written obscenities
that
on the board.
That was awesome. I love this. Yeah, so the teacher's like writing stuff. She's in history class, that's why.
Yeah.
So they're talking about history stuff. Ah, so at the start, the boy, when he pulled the gun on the girl, he said, don't walk away from me, bitch. So in history class, the teacher is saying like history things as he's writing, as he thinks he's writing them on the board. But when he's finished writing it, he's actually written, don't walk away from me, bitch.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, did you see what he wrote on the board? And I was like, oh, that's, I thought that was such a cool moment.
Yeah.
I was like, I like that a lot.
I like it. Yeah.
I might use that as my excuse if I want to write rude things on things. Yeah. I'd be saying something.
I thought I was a history teacher.
Oh, God, I'd just be like in class at uni, like writing like my poem on the board, and I'm reading it out as I'm writing. Turn around and it says, don't walk away from me, bitch.
Any other hardcore Buffy fans?
And my teacher would laugh, and everyone else would be like, what's Buffy?
Yeah.
Like,
it's a show that old people watch.
Like, for real, though. So Willow's teaching Mrs. Callender's class.
Yes.
She makes a fucking joke that people laugh at, and I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, she makes a teacher joke.
Yeah, like, something, something, I was trying to say zeros and it wouldn't come out.
It just becomes like a... starts doing like jazz scat singing. Zip, zip, and a zoopa.
Zoop, zop, zip, zip. So that was my impression of the scat man. And they're like, what? She's like, sorry. I thought it was... That's the sound that the keyboards make, right? Right, everyone? Right? No, she makes some. Her joke is worse than that. So fuck
yeah.
And then Buffy goes in. She's like, Willow, I had a flashback, and someone wrote "Don't walk away from me, bitch" on the board.
Yeah.
And Willow's like, ew.
Ew, Buffy. Don't bring your flashbacks in here.
Yeah, I only want zeros and ones in here. Then by Xander's locker, he opens his locker, and a fucking ghost hand comes out and starts tickling his chin. And he's like, stop it. And then Buffy's like, oh, Xander.
Ghost hand.
Yeah, ghost hand. Unzipping my fly. Ghost hand. Poke me in the eye. Witch eye. Oh, God. Yeah, and so they go to the library, and Willow's like, Xander, what happened? You get stuck in the closet with Cordelia again? That's my second joke of today.
Somebody validate me.
So I was like, no, a fucking ghost in the locker.
Oh, ghost in the locker.
Ghost in the locker room.
Yep.
And Giles is like, maybe it's a poltergeist.
Maybe it's a poltergeist.
Maybe it's a pool to the goose.
Yes, it must be Jenny. She would love to bring a pool to the goose.
Yes. But Giles is like, oh, it's obviously Jenny. And Willow's like, I don't think so. And he's like, look, I know what I'm talking about and you don't. I'm right and you're wrong. I'm smart and you're dumb. There's nothing you can do about it.
Willow's Danny like, DeVito?
And late that night, the janitor is talking to one of the extras who's playing a teacher. And she's like, is it okay if I walk past here? He's like, sure, I've just mopped it. It's not made of lava.
Yeah. Oh, good. I was worried it was.
Anyway, thank you, I say as I look into the camera. And then he says, you know, blah, 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 you can't just walk away from me. Like, and then she's like, oh, God, we can't do this. We can't have a normal life and blah, blah, blah. And he pulls a gun on her. She runs to the balcony. And he says, don't walk away from me, bitch. And he shoots her and she falls off of the...
Yeah.
Balustrade onto the steps and she breaks her spine and dies.
She goes flip flop.
Yeah. She says that as she drops.
Flip flop, fall, drop.
Yeah. Flip flop, fall, drop.
Dead.
Janitor has dropped his mop. He's like, I was just trying to play this game with her. It's called flip flop. But no, Giles heard the screaming, and so he tackles the janitor after he shoots her.
Yeah.
And the janitor drops the gun, and it turns into mist.
Oh, I thought I shot her, but it turns out I missed.
Yeah, and then what happened?
Yeah, Giles is like, you just killed a woman.
Yeah, and he's like, what? But I'm just a janitor.
I don't know nothing about no guns.
Yeah. Then we get a cutaway to Angel and the gang. They move into a mansion. And it's all spick and span. A big fuck off mansion, by the way. Which I'm like, how is this place deserted and still like pretty tidy inside?
I don't know. I didn't even pick up on that. Pick up on that they'd moved location.
Oh, yeah, because Buffy burnt down Giles burnt down the other place.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the Mama Jenny died.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they're in a new place, and they're like, oh, mansion. And Spike's like,
oh, mansion. Quite right.
Got his fingers in all of Drusilla's pies, and Spike is not happy about it.
They used to be his pies.
Yeah, his pies. Spike pies. Spies. Shh. Anyway, so Giles thinks it's Jenny. Willow does her computer research.
Yeah, finds out about killings from the 50s.
Yeah, and then she's like, blah, 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 blah. When was this? And Buffy's like, I know when it was, 1955. And they're like, how'd you know that? She's like, I saw a book fall down in Snyder's office. And I'm going to put this book on the table and show you the pictures that you've already seen. Look, look. And they're like, oh my God, it's the guy from your dream that I haven't seen.
My God, Buffy.
It's like we're sharing one brain. And Buffy's like, I've got my fingers in both of you.
Spike calls it spying.
But your Willow's like, I want to try and communicate. And they're in the cafeteria, and then all the food fucking turns to fucking snakes.
Yeah.
All the spaghetti bolognese become snakey bolognese.
Yeah, snakey bolognese snake.
Yeah, Uncle Dealey gets bitten by like a viper.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, the outside we hear Snyder be like, oh, hellmouth. And then the police are like, oh, if you don't think you can take this, you can handle this job, Snyder, why don't I give the mayor a call?
Yeah.
And he's like,
And is this like why he's so determined to get rid of Buffy?
I don't know.
Because like, that seems at odds.
Because he mentions the mayor again in the like later episodes and saying, like, when he thinks he's expelled Buffy, he says, like, tell the mayor I've got good news.
Yeah. So, like, they want her out of the school?
Well, he is a bad guy.
Yeah. Is it so that he can just be seen to be
really
doing better?
It never really comes to fruition, this whole, like, sneaky, sneaky thing. Literally, after this episode, it's like he sort of, like, it never comes to anything. It's just more bollocks anyway. Willow says they need to exercise the school. And Buffy's like, what, like on a treadmill? And she's like, no. Like, do a thing.
To turn the school into a gym.
Yeah.
That's how you get rid of ghosts.
Yeah. And also diabetes. But yeah, Buffy's like, okay, let's do it. So they go there with candles.
So we get a montage of them setting up gym equipment.
He's a maniac, maniac. Willow's made them all spooky bags to put around their throats. And she's like, I took the ball sacks of dead children and stuffed them with mayonnaise, and that's gonna protect us from ghosts.
You told me to make spooky bags.
But as soon as they get there, the ghost like locks them in. And I was like, oh, that's scary. But yeah, they're
all locked in by a ghost.
Yeah,
at the gym.
And Drusilla's like, oh, something's rippling in me cosmos. I can. It's like, Angel, you've got to go.
Rumbling down deep in the Milky Way.
Oh, what's that? Was there like a Milky Way advert that had like a Jamaican like voiceover or something?
Don't know.
About like riding the Milky Way, but it was for like the chocolate bar. No, that's what's it. Sorry. That's it. The kid rode like a massive what's it, and the voiceover went, what's a whopping whoosh, like that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Oh, those are the days.
God, your memory for adverts, man.
I don't know why that's the only thing. Of all the things I could remember, why is it that?
Yeah.
Oh, God. So, yeah, Giles is trying to contact Jenny in the library, and Willow's like, Giles?
She's not in here.
Yeah, she's dead. I killed her and put her in your apartment and made it look like Angel did it.
Now take one of my spooky bags.
Yeah, put it around your neck and you'll be able to see her. And he's like, what? She's like, come on, just do
gotcha.
It. Gotcha. I just called the police. Yeah, and Buffy goes to the music room because she can hear the song. And she sees the two ghosts dancing and one of them is all, like, mummified.
Yeah, one of them goes all gunky.
Which I looked away at that point too because it was really scary.
Yeah.
So they all go to their positions around the school and they start...
Yeah, to make their spooky triangle.
Yeah.
Of death.
But then bad things happen to each of them.
Yeah. Willow starts getting swallowed up by a chasm. Fucking chasm.
Cordelia gets her snake bite, gets separated into cider and beer, and she's like, no! Yeah. No, that snake bite covers her face in, like, a scar. She's like, I don't know what happens to Xander.
I can't remember either.
I don't know if anything happens to Xander. I think he's cool.
Yeah, he's just fine.
So they do it and it doesn't work. And then a plague of wasps arrive and they have to evacuate the school. They all go back to Buffy's and have some crackers and talk things over. But yeah, Giles is like, oh, the ghost wants forgiveness and stuff. And Buffy's like, no, fuck him. He killed the teacher and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and he killed the one he loved and then killed himself.
Yeah, and Giles is like, well, forgiveness is not done because people deserve it, Buffy. It's because they need it. It's an act of compassion. And she's like, go fuck yourself. He's like, I've tried.
Especially since Jenny's been gone.
Yes. Since she's been gone. I've been fucking myself with a plaster cast of her dead hand. Then Buffy goes into the kitchen and she finds a fucking, like, note in her pocket and it's a poster for the dance. Fucking dance? And she hears the music and she's all, like, spirited away out the back door.
Spirited? That's how they get you.
Yeah, she gets possessed by James's ghost, who's the boy.
Yes, through our back door.
Yeah. Right up in her back door.
Yep.
Yeah, Buffy's back door.
But it's all spooky and ghostly, so it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. He just slips right in like Casper.
My, you are a friendly ghost.
Then Willow goes into the kitchen and sees the doors open. Or maybe it's closed. But she sees the leaflet for the dance. She's like, Giles, no.
Giles, no. From these clues I can glean that Buffy has been possessed and is walking to the school right now. We've got to go save her.
So yeah, Buffy goes back to school and Angel shows up.
Oh, yeah, because Giles is all like, who, there's no man inside for James to play the part of James. What's he going to do?
Yeah, so she'll be safe until, I guess, sunrise, because that's when all spooky things end.
Yeah.
Let's just wait outside the school until then, because the wasp is still, like, creating a barrier outside. But Angel somehow shows up and gets in, and he goes to accost Buffy.
Yeah.
And then Buffy starts saying the James, like, spiel. And then Angel starts saying the lady spiel. And then they reenact the scene. Then Buffy shoots him.
And he does the flip-flop, whatever we called it.
She's like, mop drop. And then he falls. And she goes to the music room to kill herself. But Angel didn't die because he's a vampire. So he meets her in the thing. And then he says to her what the lady ghost was wanted to say all along. Says, oh, it was an accident. You didn't mean to do it. I've always loved you. And I'm sorry I said I didn't. Blah, blah, blah. Let's make out the tongues. So they kiss, and then their spirits like Evanesce to...
Ooh, Evanesce. Very nice.
Thanks. And then for a second, Buffy's like, Angel, as she draws away, and there's a spit string connecting her mouth to his.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and Angel runs off, and Buffy's upset.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. And then Angel is back at the lair, is like scrubbing himself clean because he's like, ugh, I got love on me. Get it off.
Yeah, fell in a puddle of love and got you all over me, sugar.
Yeah.
Him and Drusilla go out to hunt, and Spike's like, oh, I'm going to get you and your little dog too. And he jumps out of his wheelchair and he can walk.
Oh, I got a secret.
Yeah. I got a secret. I can walk on my legs. I'm hanging up washing. And I'm not using pegs. And then we fucking swim very streamliningly into Go Fish. Beach party like the style of Jaws, but there's not sharks in the water. There's fucking creatures from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, I heard that line made me laugh a lot.
What?
When Cordelia goes, I'm going to be dating the creature from the Blue Lagoon.
Oh, yeah.
And Tanner goes, Black Lagoon. The creature from the Blue Lagoon was Brooke Shields.
I laughed at that too. Everyone's at a beach party.
Yeah, I thought it was going to, because it's so like the start of Jaws, yeah. I thought it was going to be a sharky episode. I was like, oh, Gifton don't like sharks.
This is one of the episodes I didn't have on tape, I think. Which I don't know why, because I definitely had Only Have Eyes For You. I don't think I had the Killed by Death or this one on tape for whatever reason. So I read about this episode in like the book I had of Buffy stuff before I saw it, I think. Which didn't have any, it was like an ineffectual episode.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't really have any long-term story arc consequences, yeah. But I thought it was a good little self-contained episode.
I thought it was fine. It's the weird thing, a lot of shows like this always had like a bit of like a random episode before the finale of a series, like that season.
Well, it's the thing, it's hard to do 22 episodes of story arc.
Yeah, you're right. Because if you got all the episodes which actually had a continuing arc and put them together, you'd probably have like 10 to 13 episodes, which is what a modern day season is.
Yeah.
Anyway, fucking hell. They're hazing Jonathan at the beach party.
Yeah, they're making him crawl through a field of dildos.
Yeah, and he's like, I keep on slipping and falling down.
Have any of them gone in me yet?
I can't tell. It all just feels numb. And he looks down. He's just got them everywhere. He's even managed to get one in his urethra. But Buffy saves him. She beats up the dildos.
Yeah, she comes in.
I didn't need you to save me from the giant dildos. And she's like, ah, you're so dead. But yeah, she stops the guy who's like hazing him by like putting him in some ice water.
Yeah, sitting him on the dildos.
Yeah. And then
but without the numbing cream.
And then the guy, like, and then one of the, that guy goes for a walk with the other guy. And he's like, oh, Buff is such a fucking, you know. A dildo ruiner.
Look at all these dildos she's ruined.
Yeah. And then one of the guys disappears and the other guy's like, oh. And then we see the skin of the other guy all lying floppy on the beach while the sea creature escapes into the sewer.
Yeah. He goes, what is that foulness?
Yeah. And it's human fillet.
Yeah.
Anyway, Snyder shows up to Willow's class and he's like, I need you to teach this class until finals. Also, don't fail the swim jock because I need him to be a champion.
Yeah. They're doing pie charts on their computers, which I thought was funny.
Yeah, and Willow's like, nice pie charts, everyone. Yeah. Well, Buffy goes on a date with one of the swim team guys she was talking to and he tries to make a pass at her in the car and she breaks his nose almost.
Yeah, he immediately switches from like... Ain't no pressure, no nothing.
Yeah.
Lots of pressure.
Yeah. And I love that he was like, no, it's okay. You don't have to worry. And then she's like, I'm not the one. No, it's not me I'm worried about.
Yeah.
He's like,
oh, okay, cute. Yeah. Ow, you broke my nose.
I love when she like kicks ass like that.
Mm.
I wish that she was like a sexual predator slayer instead of a vampire slayer.
Oh, fucking hell. I thought you meant you wish she was a sexual predator. Like. Just to get her own back on all like the sleazeball men.
I mean, that would be a great show as well.
She's going around sexually assaulting people. They call me the Slayer.
Oh god! And in the nurse is in the nurse in the nurse's office. They blame Buffy. He's like, man, I didn't even do anything. Look, I mean, why did you expect she dresses like a hooker? And then the coach is like, try to dress more appropriately.
Try not to dress like a hooker.
Yeah, try not to dress like a fucking San Diego streetwalker from 1975. And then, yeah. And I was like, oh, God, this is makes me so sick.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the library, they look into the human remains. I was like, well, since it was by the ocean, it must be a sea demon.
Yes.
Or a seaman. A seaman. And then they go to the canteen. No, the guy goes to the canteen after running with Xander. Oh, that's it. Right. So the jock who assaulted Buffy goes to the steam room after the incident.
Yeah, and he's lurking around school after closing hours, as are the gang. Well. Yeah.
So Xander, the jock is like, I'm going to go to the canteen. And Xander's like, canteen's closed. And he's like, not for me. And I was like, what? Have they got like a special, like, what is there? Like, it's like, didn't a lady like still there waiting for you to come and eat?
Yeah, yeah. I thought that. Yeah. But then I think he was just going to go and help himself with some food.
Yeah, I was like, why? There's nothing like readily edible in a school canteen.
It's you'd have to like cook it all.
Defrosted and cooked and
shit
like that.
Just go home, man. Just get your parents to make it something.
Go to the vending machine.
Yeah.
You need money for a vending machine. Maybe he's got like a jock pass that he swipes on the thing and it gives him free candy.
Yeah. Free jock candy.
Yeah, jandy.
Jockstrap candy.
And then Xander follows, hears someone scream, and Xander goes to the canteen, and then the fucking, there's the fish man there.
Yeah, he sees the guy's skin, and then he turns around and is like, oh my god, fish man.
Yeah.
Neptune, is that you? So the gang realize that it's the first and second best swimmers that have been gotten. And so they should probably look out for the third best swimmer.
Yeah. And they think Jonathan might be to blame because he was getting hazed.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like, let's go. And then so Willow's like, I'm going to go question Jonathan.
Yeah.
Buffy's like, I'm going to go spy on the swim team members. I'm going to hide in their locker and peek through the little grate holes.
Okay, who's going to take the dildos?
I will.
Of course.
I'll keep them all in me until the last moment.
And then I'll shoot them all out.
Using my Slayer Kegel muscles. So Willow questions Jonathan like a fucking cop. And then it turns out Jonathan just peed in the pool. And Willow's like, ew, gross. So Buffy tries to tell the other guy about her fears.
Yeah, she's watching him at the Bronze.
Yeah, she's at the Bronze and she's like the guy who is Wentworth Miller. She says, bad stuff is happening to swim guys. And he's like, fuck off.
Fuck you. I'm no swim guy. Yeah, I am. What did you say?
But by that point, he's randomly outside. And he's like, fuck, I guess I shouldn't walk and talk at the same time. I can't do both effectively. And then Angel appears out of nowhere and attacks him. And then Angel spits out his blood.
Yeah, because he don't like it.
Yeah, because it's got stuff in it.
He doesn't like fish.
Yeah.
I didn't come here for seafood.
Was I not good? And yeah, Buffy walks a swim guy home. And then Buffy like says to the others, she's like, I reckon there might be steroids in their blood because Angel spat it out like it was acid.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I wonder how Xander managed to do his part of this espionage plot. And then Xander comes out in his little swim trunks.
Oh, yeah, because they're like on the bleachers watching the guys in the pool.
Because he tried out for the team the day before and he got in. And he's like, this is how I'm going to keep an eye on them.
Yeah.
And then he goes to jump in the pool. And then Willow's like, they're like, oh, so what did Jonathan do? And Willow's like, he just peed in the pool. And Xander dives
just
in. They're like,
Yeah.
So the guys are in the locker room and Xander, now why does Buffy go to question, she goes to confront the guy from the night before in the locker room about something, right? She's like,
yeah,
I know
so
you're
it's
dosing
like,
or something.
Yeah, because it's like Xander and Buffy are now taking it in turns to watch the guy.
Right.
But it's on like Xander's first day, he's like, I've just left him in there. He's just putting his shoes on, he'll be out in a minute.
Right, so Buffy goes in and is like, I know you're on steroids. He's like, I'm not on steroids. She's like, I know.
Mm.
And then he's like, fuck off. And then she turns around and there's a sea monster. And then she turns around and he's a sea monster.
Yeah.
And she's like, fuck sea monsters.
This is where we see the transformation, I think.
Yeah. Transformers, sea creatures in disguise. Like that. I think.
They'll emerge from your skin from the inside.
I don't think that's a catch enough theme tune. Can we rethink this?
Don't make me burst out from inside you.
Yes. That'll be the tagline.
I feel we're talking across purposes here.
But yeah, Buffy beats them up, and then she's like, coach, because the coach arrives, and he's like, oh, I didn't know this was going on.
Oh, there's a lot of skin there.
And then they're trying to research. We're trying to research the boy's medical
fishes.
And Xander is tasked with finding out what this thing is they're taking that's turning them into fish.
Yeah, and they seem to think that the school nurse might have been administering something.
Yeah, because she has injections and a hat.
Very suspicious.
And while Buffy and Giles are trying to hunt down the fishmen in the sewer.
Yeah, they go rummaging in the sewers.
And Xander goes to the steam room to open his paws and his butthole.
And he succeeds at both.
Yes. He lets them all have a go.
Xander, did we ever haze you?
You can't become one of us until you've had at least 20 rounds of semen. And he's like, do you mean 20 rounds with a semen, like boxing a sailor?
Did you say sea demon?
Because that's why I'm here. They're like, we know. But yeah, we get a cutaway to the nurse. Oh no, Xander, like, they end up saying Xander's like totally unespionage. He's like, when are we getting our next dose of the steroids, guy?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, it's in the steam, doofus. And he's like, ooh.
You're breathing it in right now.
Which I thought was quite smart of them. Not of them, of the coach, I guess.
Yeah.
And then we get a cutaway to the nurse going, Carl, we can't keep experimenting on the boys.
That's good.
And he fucking chucks the nurse down into the water pit. He's like, my boys need to eat.
Eat up, boys.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, God, what a way to die.
Eaten by fish, man.
Yeah, straight away, if I was hurt, as soon as he put that grate on, I would just put my head under water and breathed in.
They only seem to take a couple of chunks out of her.
I know. They should have literally, like, fucking, not galvanized, not the word.
Ravaged.
Yeah, I guess.
Should have piranha'd the fuck out of her.
Yeah, like the fucking cow in Jurassic Park. That's what it should have been like.
Yeah, that frenzy. Just yeah.
So the crew decide to investigate further.
Yeah, Xander's panicking in the library.
Yeah,
thinking
he's like, I was in there like three times.
I'm going to turn into the fish monster.
Yeah, fish. So Buffy goes to talk to the coach. She's like, I know what you've been doing. Oh, God. While Cordy and Xander go to the pool area to try and find more about the boys. And then Xander disappears into the locker room. And then a fish man comes out. He's like, oh, no, Xander, you become a fish guy. Oh, well, I still love you. And I guess if you want to, like, play with, like, little, like, fish toys in the bath, I'll do that. And if you want to do this other thing that a fish does, I'll do that, too. And other stuff. And Xander's like, that's not me. And she's like, what?
But hold that thought.
Yeah. So the fish thing jumps out of them and they run away. And then Buffy fights the fish team in the water pit because the coach has threw her down there.
That's so dark.
Yeah,
the way like, what he says when he throws her down there.
Yeah, because she sees the floating body of the nurse, right?
And yeah, then he's like, they've already had dinner, but boy's got other needs.
And she's like, oh, God.
God damn.
But Xander rescues her because she tries to fight them, but because it's underwater, it's a bit hard.
Yeah, Xander appears and has a little confrontation with the coach and then ba-bam!
Yeah, he punches him because the coach had a gun. That's how we got Buffy in the hole. The water hole.
Yeah, exactly. So then, yeah, he throws the coach in and fishes Buffy out.
Yeah, then the sea men all.
Yeah, and they're looking down, and Buffy's like, "Wow, they really love their coach." I was like, "What? Oh my god, man! This show just went there."
And then the Buffy's like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen to them. And Giles like, I assume they'll return to the ocean. Or maybe Buffy said that to Xander. Or Xander said that to Buffy. Someone says that to someone. They're
or like, Willow said that to Joyce.
Yeah. Brr, brr. Hello, Joyce. I wonder what's going to happen to those fishmen.
Oh, I'm sure they'll find their way back to the ocean.
Click. Yeah, we see them swimming out into the great wide blue wet thing.
Yes.
And thus endeth the episode. And thus endeth the episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So yeah, fucking hell.
I enjoyed all three of these episodes. TBH.
I did. I thought the Go Fish one was a bit stupid.
I thought both the Go Fish one and the Death one were both a bit stupid, but they're kind of the level of stupid that I've come to just like
expect
and accept, you know.
Yeah, I kind of wish they'd all been at the like ghost one level. That would have been. I wish the ghost one was the last one before the like finale.
Yeah,
I think that would have worked better.
Mm.
But yeah, fucking hell, if you enjoyed our fucking jubbly chops, then fucking come visit us on the Patreon. $3.99 a month, get 2 episodes a month on the 1st and 3rd Friday of every month of our special series, Poorly Read, Ad Lib Bibliotheque. Fucking, that's basically this.
It's not anymore, because we just do no books at all, so the title makes no sense.
Yeah, fucking hell, Poorly Read at the movies.
Yeah, also do other things. Instagram is a place that we also are. We're at Poorly Read Pod on Instagram. Come follow us for some whatever, you know, updates and fun memes and stuff, and you get notified when we post new stuff if you want.
Yeah. You can also get some, I'm doing your line here, get some fucking merch. And on our Redbubble store, that's poorlyred.redbubble.com. Yeah, so fucking do that. And without further ado, I've been Gifton.
And I've been Tom.
And Buffy's been gruffy.